Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Jai Arrow, welcome to Sunday Triple M NRL.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, congratulations, mate. It seemed like it, you know, it was a long time coming, but you blokes, you never, ever gave up. I mean, there was always the effort.
Yeah, no, there definitely is. And, you know, I think that's something, you know, we spoke about through the week was, you know, we want to be a team who never gives up. And, you know, I thought we showed that yesterday. And, you know, we really stood up. And, yeah, I'm just happy to be back in the winner's circle.
Mate, talk us through your injury. I think a couple of weeks ago you stood in front of Paulo and then they said, and what, and then your rib cage got moved or something like that, was it?
They were saying that sort of with the impact, my rib cage moved and sort of compressed my insides, which was more shock than anything. Out on the field, I couldn't breathe there for, you know, a couple of minutes. So I started to panic a bit and, the doc just said, you know, mate, something's not right, so we'll just go get it all checked out. But, you know, I was lucky enough that there was no, you know, major damage or anything. But it's more my back, my just under my scapula. I don't really know what's going on in there, but it's just, you know, it's just sore. And I guess it's just something I'm just going to have to tough out and, there's really nothing I can do about it, really.
Yeah, because last night you sort of got held up in a tackle and they twisted you and you looked like you're in a fair bit of pain there.
I was. And that's why I just said, you know, I can't really do anything about it. It's just, you know, it comes with footy. Footy's a contact sport and,
There's definitely a tough effort from yourself, Jai, to back up and play so quickly after sustaining an injury like that. What was it actually called? Was it a rib contusion? Is that what they called it? Or
To be honest, I have no idea what they called it. I'm not too good with those smart words, but a rib contusion apparently. So I'll just stick with the fancy words and let the experts tell me what it was.
You guys must be pretty proud of the effort yesterday.
Definitely. Well, we were. You know, 5 losses in a row really, I guess, you know, can hurt teams. And, you know, it gets pretty frustrating coming to training when, you know, you've had that many losses in a row. But, I really thought the boys stood up yesterday. You know, I thought Ash Taylor was, best game of the season. And he really controlled us there in the middle and, told us where he wanted to go. And, you know, I thought AJ Brimson for his second NRL game, you know, I thought there's great potential there. And, you know, hopefully him and Ash can build a combination and moving forward. And, you know, hopefully we can put more wins together.
Yeah, you're spot on, Joy. He was terrific, Ash Taylor, especially when the game was in the balance. What about Bryce Cartwright, mate? Talk us through, as one of his teammates, have you got around him, you know, over the course of the last 7 days? He's obviously been in the headlines a hell of a lot. What's it been like?
Obviously it's been pretty tough. Everyone's been pretty tough on Carty. I do feel sorry for him, but before the game yesterday, I said to him, mate, don't let the media get to you. Go out there and play your game, because realistically, we know what he can do, and you know he's a freak in nature when he does stand up and play footy. And you know, I thought he did show that there in bits yesterday. You know, he's a big body, and if we can get him carrying the ball hard and you know going into tackles real hard, and I think the best thing would be to get Cardi just to enjoy himself. You know, the Gold Coast is a great lifestyle. And, I just think we need to get back to, playing good footy and, you know, get Cardi to enjoy himself. And, you know, I think we can get the best out of him.
Tell us about Garth Brennan since he's got there. How have you found him as a coach and what has impressed you most about him?
I think Breno he's a good bloke and, you know, he cares about his players and, I think everyone wants to play for him. He's been great for everyone, I think, up here at the coast. And, you know, I guess he's the change that, I guess, the Gold Coast needed. You know, obviously the Gold Coast hasn't had the best run over the past couple of years, but, you know, he's come up and told us what he thinks he can do and what he wants from everyone. And, It's pretty simple. All we got to do is just turn up every week and, you know, I guess have a go and, you know, do our best every week. And, you know, we, obviously we want to win games, but, you know, if we can be competitive and work off that, you know, hopefully you know, I guess the results will come.
It's a tough old competition, isn't it? Like, you guys are sitting now on, what is it, 8 points. You're 4 points out of the eight, but there's one, I think there's about five, six teams on 12 points as well. So it's a lot of teams around the middle of the table are all beating each other.
Yeah, no, they are. You know, obviously, I think rugby league's probably the hardest sport to play and, you know, the toughest sport. And, you know, that's the great thing about our game is you don't know who's going to win on the day. And, you know, anyone can beat anyone. So, you know, it's exciting. And, you know, I'm sure the fans love to watch it. So, you know, it's good.
Tell us a little bit about AJ Brimson Jai. We saw him score that terrific try last night, hugely influential. What can you tell us about the young bloke?
He's a quiet sort of bloke. You know, he doesn't really say much. He sort of, I guess, keeps to himself. And, you know, I guess the best thing about him is he wants to learn and, you know, he wants to, I guess, thrive off the pressure that he's been given. He's sort of been chucked in the deep end a bit, but, you know, he's taking it with both hands and, you know, I think he's doing a really good job and, you know, I'm really excited for him. You know, he's only two games into his NRL career and there's obviously already promising signs and, you know, I'm really looking forward to playing a lot more footy with him.
Is this your halves combination now rolling forward? We've seen your coach, Garth Brennan, we've seen Kane Elgee there and then we've seen Bryce Cartwright there at stages. Do you think this is the best halves combination for the Gold Coast rolling forward?
Oh, well, at the moment, you know, I think that'll be Garth's decision. But at the moment, you know, I think it is. You know, Brimo's a young half who, you know, I guess brings a lot of energy. And, you know, that's what you want from your halves is to bring a lot of energy. So I guess, you know, everyone can play off the back of that. And, you know, I hope they do stick together. You know, obviously we showed that yesterday that, you know, if we've got our both halves working well, we can come away with the results.
What about Origin this year, mate? Do you give yourself a crack at that or you know, tell us your thoughts on it.
Oh, I'd love to have a crack. Obviously, it's a pinnacle of rugby league, I think, and it's sort of, a game I'd love to have a go in. And, you know, if I do get that opportunity, I'll take it with both hands and obviously do my best, but I'm honestly not really worried about that at the moment. I'm more worried about, you know, I guess playing good footy for my club. And if I'm doing that and enjoying myself, hopefully everything just sort of rolls off the back of it.
What do you think you've got to do there to you know, put yourself in the selector's eyes?
I guess just play good footy. Yeah. You know, I guess I can't really do anything else at the moment. You know, the team gets picked next week and, you know, if I do get picked, well, oh, happy day to me really. But, you know, I'm just really enjoying my footy. You know, I'm loving it here. I'm back home. You know, I'm around my friends and family and, you know, it's just, I'm in a good space and I'm just loving it.
Good on you, mate. And you are back home. You live in God's country and it says so much about the club and the coach and the people that operate the club that you snared a bloke like Shannon Boyd up there. That's a good signing. That's a good get. That says a lot about where the Titans are going in the future.
Yeah, no, it definitely does. You know, Shannon will bring that size, I guess, that we sort of need in the pack. And, you know, he's played for his country. So, you know, he's a great signing. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to working with him. I guess learning off him because he'll be one of the most experienced forwards in the pack next year. And, you know, I can't wait for him to jump on board and get amongst it.
Hey, good on you, mate. Congratulations on yesterday.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.